girl, what you tell me sent is here, yeah. Now when I fell,
I was gonna sing and bless you with my vocals, but the hater sitting to my left goes by name of Kinile Huma. She forbid me to do so. So if you've got any complaints, send your tweets to her directly. Uhuru, featuring Speedy, Ungowami. Then you kicked off the hour, so for real, every little thing I do. It's 959 Car Drive on the streets, on the air. Somebody has a question.
Sizwe, I just want to ask the news readers there. When is this rain they are talking about standard showers coming? Because my car inside is clean, outside it's dirty. And I've been waiting for rain just to clean the car. I'm not about to go and take the car to car wash. And I live in an area where it looks weird if you wash your car with your hands.
It's so interesting you say that, because my car was filthy, filthy, filthy. Mm-hmm. Today I decided I'm going to go wash it. But it's fine. But it looks cleaner than it was yesterday.
Yeah, also it's better to have your car clean before it rains, because then it's going to be worse if it's dirty and then it gets rained on. So just wash it anyway. And it was raining in Rosebank. That's why we said parts of Gauteng, not everywhere in Gauteng.
Okay. All right, well, people loving the song. And somebody's got a story about one song that we played.
On the street, on the air. Oh, now, Sizwe, this song that you're playing, everything that I do, you're on my mind. I've got a story with this one. Eh? Now, this is 1995. I'm in standard 7, grade 9. Now, this young, beautiful lady in class, I've borrowed her my textbook. And the next thing, the textbook comes back with such lyrics written on the front of the textbook. Oh my goodness, I didn't know what to do. That beautiful lady, I tell you, every time the song plays, yeah, every little thing I do, you're on my mind. This is Tanta from the Val.
Look now, Tanta. Now all she is on your mind. You should have just spoken. She could have been your wife, baby. You see, I mean, I thought she's gonna end by never saying that lady is now my wife. No.
Hey, City KFMC, Tanda yona kuphela. Hey, Sugar Sizwe, Tanda yona kuphela.
Hey, ayibo kuphela.
Thank you, Sizwe. 10 and 10, 9.
Thank you. But it can't be kuphela. Funeka uthande wonke amashow. Every single one from 6 to 6.
Emsizwana amarongenzani emsizwana acabanya kuna shift mfethu. Hayi man, emsizwana uma kancane nje ngeintsimbi nje no msizwana Usha kanjani intsimbi esonto uthi kuna shift mfethu. Kuphezi no ngiyaplasha ngiyakuna shift no business intsimbi no nemsizwana uma kancane hayi. Mfethu shaya kawo. Aus. Themba Jula Alexander, originally ngibe Davidson phansi kumalo shop dankumpo wethu
shap baba thathi kuma 509 with you light shift ayikenyinto vana. It's 959, as we've always been saying, and of course it's Car Drive. You know when people say the grass isn't always greener? Have you ever experienced that in life? Maybe you left Kospaneng, you're like, hey, mina, I'm out, so I'm gonna go work at another radio station. Mo figara ha 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 ziakala. Then you wish you could go back.
No, I can't even think of a single situation, hey?
A relationship, maybe?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm very sure.
Because you know what else happens? In life, you go through different situations. And at the time, you feel like, this situation I'm not going to stand for.
Yeah.
When you grow older, you perhaps realize, you know, that situation may have been better than this. Let me give you an example. If you're young and you say, I'm not going to be in a relationship with somebody as a kid, and then maybe your boyfriend or your girlfriend goes and they have a kid, you go, okay, adios, I'm out. But you could be in a situation now where you're looking at it, you're like, you know what? In hindsight, that person wasn't so bad. Taraline, anything like that ever happened to you?
No, you should ask my ex, eh?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey,
he thought it was greener, but
you're the greener. Taraline's like, this ninja thought it was greener.
But you know, I think for the most part, most of my moves are always like calculated. And I also sometimes think that, you know, in life, in hindsight, things always kind of seem better than what they are. Even though that moment was not the best. But when you look back, it's like, you know, those were simpler times. But it was it really, you know?
We are actually progressing, man. Yeah. Not trying to regress. And you, tell us.
Me? I mean, guys, I am the water. Where I land becomes green. I don't play that. Let's forget me now. It's green now. I don't play that.
Wowza. I walked right into that one.
I mean, facts.
Yeah, okay.
Sandman, and you?
Yeah, I've experienced it. I'll tell you. So, yeah, when I was in college, I was working as a waiter.
Yeah.
And I remember I hated it. I was like, yo, these early... I mean, we opened this coffee shop, this restaurant at 7 in the morning. So I used to get up early and I remember I hated it. And this one guy I knew, he was like, no, dog, come to my place of work. We are actually hiring and I'm making X amount a day. I was like, what? I was relying on tips and there's days where I was like making little to nothing.
Yeah.
So I didn't even tell the restaurant that I was leaving. I just left. I was like, aye, that job is so rubbish. They don't even need to know that I left. So next day, I rock up at this guy at his job. Turns out what we are doing, they give you a tray of sandwiches and they drop you off in a neighborhood, sees. And you basically walk the streets, ringing on offices and doorbells, selling these sandwiches. Oh. And some of them had tomato in them. So now I'm like,
soggy.
I'm like, I need to sell this by 10 o'clock. Otherwise, this whole sandwich is going to be wet and no one's buying a wet sandwich. I tell you what, I resigned from that job the same day, sis. The same day. And I went home and I was so grateful for my restaurant job. I was like, I will never complain again. If I have to mop, I will mop. I went back to the restaurant so happy. They didn't even know I left. They were like, where were you yesterday? I was like, sorry, I was sick. I couldn't phone.
Oh, man, that is funny. Yeah,
it was bad.
These are stories that we're looking for. Give us a shout, 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959.